Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hey.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, a little shout out to the Kingdom of Hawaii and the people of Kauai as we start the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Fascinating information coming through. Where? Switzerland, the home of Syngenta. We hinted that we would be covering this today, and we are, and we will, and we'll do it all 2 hours if we have to, although we've got a lot more than this to cover. But very important start to the Robert Scott Bell Show for all of our listeners out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean being assaulted by the GMO and pesticides, not only of Monsanto, but Syngenta out of Switzerland. And when we had Jeffrey Jackson on, he told us he would be doing an article about this. We've got the YouTube, and we've got some audio clips to play you about what happened as somebody from the council in Kauai crashed the party at Syngenta as a shareholder. Fascinating start to the show today. Do we have Super Don on the show today? Is he here?
I'm here, yes.
He's here, and he's talking through a fan. Syngenta has sabotaged my buddy. My humble and lovable producer has gone GMO. And until he fixes it, I'm going to carry on here as we talk about this opening. Also, I want to give you a heads up, of course. It's Outside the Box Wednesday. Ty Bollinger will be with us, as usual. And, oh, you know who isn't usually here, which we like to have him here, but he's been hiding from me. Brian Hooker, Ph.D. We got to talk about a lot of things. The vaccines, the exemptions, the herd immunity propaganda, RFK Jr., a whole lot of good stuff that we've got to cover with Brian Hooker this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So check it out. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And you can call in if you'd like to be part of the show at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And that's all you got to know, and then we'll get you in. If you got questions, you can always leave a message after hours or leave them at robertscottbell.com, and we pick them up a little later on in the show. So this story is quite interesting. Hawaiian, if you will, faces down a GMO board of directors meeting to say, don't spray chemicals in my community that you can't spray in your own, in Switzerland. And it's an interesting thing because he got applause at the end of it. And how did he get here? Pretty sneaky, sis. There's an organization that holds evidently enough stock, I think just one, but it's enough, to allow for speaking at the shareholders meeting. It's a Swiss organization, multi-watch, human rights organization that Hooser, this is the guy, Hooser from Hawaii, he belongs to, Gary Hauser or Hooser, I'm seeing it both ways, I apologize here, but Hooser, thank you. And this Swiss organization invited this Kauai delegation to Switzerland to basically speak to Syngenta as a shareholder. So they couldn't stop him. And he's got a website, a blog post, GaryHooser.wordpress.com. And I'm sure they didn't want him to speak, but they had no option because they had to follow their own rules. Not that they would not follow their own rules, but I think they were caught a little bit unaware in this case. And he goes up there and introduces himself. And it wasn't Bedlam, but I know that they were panicking behind the scenes. So let's hear as Gary Hauser introduces himself at the shareholders meeting. And you can see the video. We have it linked up at robertscottbell.com.
Formerly served in the Hawaii State.
Oh, let me get it queued up here. My bad. And here we go.
Board of Directors, shareholders of Syngenta, I greatly appreciate the opportunity to speak today. My name is Gary Hauser. I'm from the island of Kauai in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. I presently serve on the Kauai County Council. I'm a lawmaker, a resident of Kauai for 40 years. Formerly served in the Hawaii State Senate. I was a senator there and director of the Office of Environmental Quality Control for the state of Hawaii.
Sounds like a wild-eyed anti-GMO kook to me, doesn't it, to you, Super Don? I mean, he was off the rails there.
He's very well respected. He's quite a hero in leading the fight against Syngenta and what they've got going over there in Kauai. And
I'm impressed. I'm impressed, but I'm not impressed with your GMO microphone today.
Are you serious?
I am serious, Super Don. I'm just not liking
fine,
it. But I know.
Like 5 minutes ago, wasn't it?
I know, but Izzy chewed on the cord. You know what Izzy does.
It's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy.
It is. All right. Stand by. Super Don will be back with us. But I want to hear the second part because he just established himself and his credibility. He didn't come on like a wild-eyed conspiratorialist. He just said, all right, here, this is my background. I'm here. I want to talk to you. I want to present some things to you that you probably don't know.
I'm here today to have information that perhaps is not contained within your annual report. And I appreciate your patience with me allowing me to share the message from my community in Kauai. I'm also here today to present a petition from thousands of residents of our small island. There's only 65,000 people live where I live. And we are very, very concerned about our community and the impact that Syngenta has in our small community.
Now, this continues. He hasn't been pulled off stage yet. It's starting very calmly, if you will. And what does he want to present? Some type of petition. And also, a request to do something outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. What does this Councilman Hauser ask for? That Syngenta honor the law of his community as they do in Switzerland. I know it's outrageous. But you got to hear it. You got to know why Syngenta was freaking out, because they can't be asked to honor the law in Kauai, can they? I mean, it's unreasonable, isn't it?
And that petition is very simple. It asks Syngenta to honor the laws of our community. Withdraw your lawsuit from the courts of Hawaii. And to give us the same respect, the same protection that you give the people of Switzerland.
Outrageous. How dare he ask to not honor the laws of his own community there? And, of course, in there they had a vote in Kauai, and it was overwhelming to stop the GMO experimentation, the spraying on Kauai, until there is evidence of safety, which hasn't been established. And instead of saying, okay, our bad, we're going to back off until we figure this thing out, they've actually sued to overturn the vote, to say that there is no authority of a local community to protect itself. And they go to Hawaii, then it goes up to the federal level. Syngenta is not playing ball with the people of Kauai. Yet, in their own country of Switzerland, they're not allowed to do those things in Switzerland. Now, what are they doing in Kauai that is so outrageous that has Hauser and the people of Kauai upset?
Right now, Syngenta sprays enormous amounts of atrazine in the fields around homes, schools, and hospitals where we live. Atrazine is not allowed to be sprayed in the country. Syngenta sprays enormous amounts of flies of paraquat, which is banned here in 36 countries around the world. And you do it daily in our community. There's 4 additional highly restricted chemicals that are sprayed daily around schools, hospitals, and homes where I live.
Okay. Are they going to yell at him? Are they going to shoot him? Are they going to yank him off stage? I know they're kind of freaking out by what he's saying there. But on one level, again, he has the right to be there as a representative shareholder, as he was designated, to speak at this meeting. And actually, he's been kind of calm the entire way. Wouldn't you be a little bit more upset, maybe screaming and yelling how outrageous it is that you do this in my community, in our community, in Kauai? I mean, you don't do it in Switzerland, do you? I mean, how would you feel? I think I'd want to know. I'd want to call him out on that. And, of course, he does.
Imagine if you had to drive and live in a community surrounded by GE test fields. And every day you know that they're spraying toxic chemicals in the areas around where you live.
And I know at this point they're going, get this guy off the stage. And they were able to silence him for a little while here. But he wasn't totally silenced. And I know some of the diehard religionists of the GMO religion are saying, well, yeah, it's one thing to say that they're spraying it, but it's safe. Come on, it's only there in very small, minute quantities. There's no big deal. But Hoosier says it is a big deal in our community. How would you like it if your kids were sick?
Imagine if the schools in your community had children getting sick like they do in my community, and going to the hospital in ambulances, throwing up.
To go with you.
While Syngenta is spraying fields right next door. Imagine if the doctors in your community, like the doctors in my community, are concerned about birth defects.
You don't understand.
And believe that there is 10 times the rate, the national rate of birth defects in a small hospital where I live.
Stop filming, please.
So you can hear some of the Syngenta people say, stop filming this, please, you have to go, you can't be here. And he called them out. Of course, again, the naysayers, the worshipers of the GMO biotech religion are going to say it's just anecdotal, your kids were sick, they probably weren't vaccinated, and on and on and on. But the reality is Syngenta is not welcome in its own country. Oh, sure, they'll probably take the tax money. You know how Switzerland's neutral. And I love the country of Switzerland, beautiful country. But at the same time, they don't want what Syngenta's making sprayed in the very country that is their international headquarters. And so what an amazing thing that just happened. Is this another GMO tipping point where you're calling out the very people that are profiting off of the poisoning of the people of Kauai and Hawaii and all around the world where they still accept GMOs, particularly the dunderheads here in the United States of dunderheads? Yeah, I know. I live here. And they mandate the spraying of this crap in lawns, on lawns, all over gated communities in America. Instead of growing food, they grow GMO grasses. And they spray everything on them, and people think, well, there's no impact. Well, we'll get into that, the organic effect. Oh, my gosh, this is interesting. I just saw this today. It's linked up in the show notes. We'll talk about it. Because those of you who say it's too expensive to eat organically grown food, yeah, Have you priced the bioaccumulation of toxic carcinogenic pesticides lately? Yeah, we're going to talk about that. And we'll extend discussion on this with Ty Bollinger because I know he's got something to say about it as well. Brian Hooker joins us at the bottom of the hour talking about the mandates. No, not in this case for GMOs, but for vaccinations in California and elsewhere. What's the update on the hashtag CDC whistleblower as well?
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, Super Don, so sorry we lost your audio to open there. I wanted to hear from you on that whole Syngenta thing because I thought it was just a stunning, stunning coup d'etat in a sense that he goes in there lawfully and speaks to that group completely calmly, doesn't yell and scream like I might want to because you're poisoning our kids, and gets the message out.
Guess what?
What?
Just coming into the segment here, I just got a message from, you won't believe this, Gary Hooser.
No way.
Yeah.
He's out in Hawaii. Is he back in Hawaii?
We're going to have him on sometime here in the next day or two to talk about it.
Oh, dude, that'll be so cool. I was so impressed with what he did there. That is fantastic, Super Don. I'm really glad to hear that. So look out. We're going to get the guy you just heard the audio clip of speaking at the Syngenta shareholder meeting in Switzerland all the way from Kauai, and we'll get him on here to talk further about it. That's fantastic, fantastic news. All right, so what else we got? We got Brian Hooker coming up at the bottom of the hour. The organic effect. I was talking about this. I went organic when I was 24 years of age. I met my mentor from Belgium, a homeopath, who said, you've got to go organic. You've got to clean your liver. You are a toxic soup, my friend. He didn't say it that way. He said, your liver is toxic. You've got to clean it up. And I went organic. It wasn't a fad for me. I realized where this was going. I could see the future based on what I was learning in a very rapid way. It was very difficult to make the leap. I thought I'll never be able to afford it. But at the end of every month, I found out I had as much money as I had left over when I was eating the regular food, the pesticide-laden food. Perhaps I wasn't going out to eat as much, whatever. But the argument that, oh, it's too expensive to eat organically, poppycock. It is too expensive to eat conventionally, regularly, pesticidally. And I'm going to tell you why. Actually, I'm not going to tell you why. Because a new study, in only 2 weeks, they figured this thing out. You've got to see it. We've got it linked up. We'll talk with Ty Bollinger a little later in the program about it as well. But going organic, it's not just for rich people. You know how the elitist snobs go organic. No, no, no. If you care about your kids pissing pesticides or not, you got to listen to this.
Most of what is grown today is treated with pesticides. That's not so healthy for the environment, but does it really affect us? Meet the Palmbog family. They don't eat organic food, but for the next 2 weeks, the Palmbogs are going to eat only organic. Before they begin, urine samples are taken from each of the family members. And it turns out they have a number of different pesticides inside their bodies.
This is fascinating. If you go to the article link, and we have it up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, you'll see visually what it is we're talking about here. Do you see it, Super Don? What, in fact, the levels that they charted them out, and it was extreme. They measured all these different pesticides in the urine of the parents and the kids. It wasn't a pretty sight.
And it went from levels up to here to practically zero.
Well, I mean, you kind of gave it away, but I mean, the thing is, what happens in 2 weeks? In 2 weeks, right? Look at the chart, the redlining of these different chemicals that we were talking about a little bit with Hoosier's description of what they were spraying out there in Kauai, the different chemicals and things. And these kids, they could measure it in their urine, or urine, depending on where you are. But let's hear the kind of finale on what happened here after 2 weeks of eating organically.
So, everything in the kitchen is replaced, and they begin eating only organic. Then, another round of samples are taken, and now, almost all the pesticides have disappeared.
In 2 weeks, my friends. In 2 weeks. Now, I'm not saying you're out of the woods in 2 weeks, but what does it say about the burden on the body when you don't have to continually fight your food every time you eat? And I'm also not, just please listen to me, I'm not telling you to fear your food if you're not able, for whatever reason you want to give me, excuse or not, I'm not judging you at this moment. But if you're not going to eat that way, please don't fear your food. That is not what I'm doing, because that'll create another emotional burden. If you even can do one thing, it's going to pay you back tenfold, if not a hundredfold. Then you do two, then you do three. And if you can't, quote-unquote, afford organically grown food because it's certified and it's expensive, then grow your own. Find a farmer. Get with a cooperative. Connect with your neighbors. Begin to plant that garden in the spring here now. This is going to be vital, if not for you, then for your kids, to teach them now. Because we've lost our way. And the reason there is so much cancer, 1 in 2 men, 1 in 3 women, and climbing, is not because we're all eating pure, clean foods. It's because we have degraded the food supply to such a degree that the toxins are squeezing out, if you will, the minerals. Not only in the food, but in your body as you defend yourself from these carcinogenic, synthetic, FDA-approved molecules, whether they're GMO or not. All right, what are we going to do next? Brian Hooker, PhD, great friend of the program, doing great work out there, raising awareness on the danger of the things they're putting in vaccines, that they're putting in your children, and we want to put a stop to it. But in California, the Democrats want to put a force to it. We'll talk with him about that and a whole lot more after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Funny, we were just talking Switzerland, and my friend from Switzerland just contacted me, but I'm on the air. I'll get back to you after the show. Right now, another friend, one of the nicest guys, and he's dealing with a lot. His son was injured by vaccinations. He's trailing through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Court. He's going to be with us at Autism One. And he's a lightning rod because he is also a PhD, and he's published on this issue of the injuries associated with vaccination. And he's back with us. Brian Hooker, my friend, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Robert, for having me on the show. It's always a pleasure, and I'm sorry that I haven't been on the show in such a long time. Things have been extremely busy. And like you alluded to, my son's case in what we call vaccine court, I would say affectionately, but it's not affectionate. It is a very contentious process. And we're now in our 13th year in vaccine court, and we still do not have a ruling. We still have not even gone to oral arguments.
13 years. Of course, this was meant to make it an easier time to deal with the injuries and to help the families out and the kids out, and 13 years later, still dealing with it. Incredible, especially as the democratically controlled state of California is looking to remove all exemptions, philosophical and religious, to vaccination, or else the kids can't go to any school, even private school. You'd have to homeschool, and I'm not opposed at all to homeschool, but I recognize not everybody is in a situation to be able to do that. Brian, do you have any updates for us on SB 277, how it's looking? Is it still a 50-50 crapshoot on it? Are they still going to push this through despite the voter opposition? What do you think's happening there?
It has been an absolute zoo and an absolute nightmare. I was able to be on, you know, in Sacramento the same day that the health committee voted, and, you know, was the first committee to vote it through. And I, Robert Kennedy asked me to join him on several of the meetings with the legislators, and, you know, we were getting all sorts of nonsense. We personally met with Dr. Pan directly, Richard Pan.
Wow.
And who is the, you know, who's the main sponsor of the bill, and who is, you know, joined forces with lobbyists from pharmaceutical companies, basically.
You met him face to face, Brian? I mean, I would have to hold, I'm not a violent man, but I want to slap the guy. Just, I'll be honest with you, the way I feel about what he's doing.
He's a very different individual. He was, his posture during the meeting was extremely arrogant. And as Bobby Kennedy was pointing out, and Eric Layden and I were also affirming, was a gross dysfunction and you know, corruption in the Centers for Disease Control, who is basically the last bastion for vaccine safety to protect the children of the United States. And Dr. Pan went on to say, well, it didn't really matter what was going on in the CDC, because the true controlling body in terms of approving vaccines was the American Academy of Pediatrics, and they're pristine. And when I pointed out that they were not pristine, that essentially the American Academy of Pediatrics is underwritten by the pharmaceutical industry and is in bed with companies like Merck, GlaxoSmithKline, Pfizer, you name it, he got up and left the room.
It was too much truth to face, you think?
He got up and left the room. He excused himself and said he was going to another meeting, and without, you know, without any type of rebuttal to what I said. But, you know, Richard Pan has proved himself to be a pathological liar. I mean, what he does, he lies. He lies about the safety and efficacy of different vaccines. He lies about what was a garden variety, you know, measles outbreak in Disney that led to no deaths. I believe that, you know, if you look at the official numbers for the measles outbreak that started at, you know, Disneyland, there were 159 individuals that got the measles, many of them adults, and it was a strain of measles that you don't really find in the United States, and that the MMR probably offers minimal protection to what's called genome B3. And they've parlayed this, the pharmaceutical companies have parlayed this into over 110 bills tightening up vaccine exemptions in 37 different states. And California is the biggest one. They want to win California.
They want it badly, don't they? I do. I call the Disney vaccine thing a false flag event. It really is in my mind, because it was orchestrated. These bills were ready to be put out. This goes into the Healthy People 2020, where they want to mandate the adults be vaccinated, because the cash cow that is vaccination, honestly, it's kind of interesting, because vodka means cow, is indeed made possible by that act of Congress that made the liability go poof out, doesn't exist anymore, and the vaccines can be as dangerous or as safe, doesn't matter, because they're not harmed by it. Only the kids are, or the adults, in fact, because there's been a lot of claims for the flu shot recently as well.
Right, you look at Guillain-Barré syndrome, you know, that's a huge problem. Bell's palsy, you know, and this is debilitating paralysis, where people are paralyzed, you know, for a long, long period of time, up to essentially the rest of their life, And then we don't even talk about the fact that flu shots for seniors in California, as in most of the rest of the country, contain thimerosal, 25 micrograms of thimerosal. And when a senior gets a flu shot every year, because that's what their doctor is recommending, they get a flu shot, then that will increase. This is what Bill Thompson, CDC whistleblower himself, told me. The CDC refused to look at thimerosal exposure in Alzheimer's disease. And the reason why they refused is they knew what they would find.
Yes, well, exactly. Now, when you were looking face-to-face to Pan, did he look you in the eye? Because I kind of feel like he's kind of a soulless kind of guy if he's willing to lie and just take money and allow children to be harmed in this way.
He did not look anybody in the eye. It was
that's very telling.
You know, it was a very, very telling meeting. We were meeting also with another senator named Hannah Beth Jackson, and Hannah Beth Jackson is the head of the Judiciary Committee who was extremely rude and abrupt to those individuals in the Judiciary Committee that were testifying against SB 277, and was extremely kind to astroturfers like Dorit Rice, who is essentially has stock in GlaxoSmithKline and is paid by companies like Merck to astroturf and pretend that this is a grassroots movement to take away parental consent rights. But essentially, she's firmly in the pocket of pharmaceutical interests. And so that, you know, the hearings that have been in Sacramento have been a joke. When you look at the amount of individuals that show up against SB 277, it usually eclipses the amount of individuals that are for 277 by like 20 to 1. I mean, you know, you've got hallways filled. Some of the sergeant of arms of one of these committees said he'd never seen anything like this. He'd never seen such a response to a bill. And, you know, it goes before the Appropriations Committee. There is no testimony allowed. That's going to happen on May 11th. Then it will go to the full Senate if it passes the Appropriations Committee, and it looks like it will. And then it has to go through committees on the Assembly side. You know, it's mm-hmm. California's own, you know, smoke and mirrors version of the House of Representatives.
The Assembly. Before it goes to Governor Brown for his signature.
Before it goes to Governor Brown for a signature. So we have some more bites of the apple that we can look at. But it is, you know, on a good day, it's 50-50. And, you know, we're organizing. There are grassroots efforts. There are many, many people who cannot afford to go down to the Capitol but are going anyway, that have, you know, special needs children that are not in a position. You know, I'm in a position that I make enough money that my wife can stay home and homeschool my special child, my wonderful special mm-hmm. son. Many, if not most of these people, are not in that particular position. And so basically what you're doing is you're creating a double standard in the state of California, saying, okay, if you make a certain amount of income, then you can dodge SB 277 by homeschooling your child. But if you're in a double income family where you have no choices, because you are in a double income family and you need both incomes and you have no possible way of homeschooling your child, then you cannot mm-hmm. dodge SB 277, and you either leave the state or you have to get your child vaccinated.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me ask you about your paper on the showing the increased risk for autism or in the autism spectrum for African American boys if they're given that MMR shot on time or early. It was withdrawn, but you suspect CDC influence there.
Well, one of the things that Bill Thompson had told me was that right when that paper came out, he and his superiors, one of the co-authors on the DiStefano paper, her name is Marshalyn Jurgen Alsop, and she's an African-American woman. Him and her superior were commandeered directly by Thomas Frieden. Thomas Frieden's the director of the CDC, and one of the questions that Thomas Frieden had for them directly is, who is this guy Brian Hooker? And the only reason that they would know my name at that particular point is because of my publication. And oddly, 2 days after Thompson told me about that correspondence that he had with Frieden, my paper was then suspended. It was not fully retracted, but 2 days afterwards, my paper was suspended and it was taken down from the website of the journal that originally published it, a journal called Translational Neurodegeneration. And the timing to me is just fishy. You know, mm-hmm. I do believe that, you know, based on the timing, that that it's quite possible that the CDC pressured the journal and the publisher, a publisher by the name of Biomed Central, to take down that publication, and they always cite things like public health concerns, oh, people aren't going to get vaccinated, and these horrible infectious diseases like the measles, which I had when I was 9 months old, are going to come back and eviscerate the population.
But were the numbers, did you go back and rework the numbers? Was there anything wrong with the methodology that you could find?
No. I stand by my methodology, and I stood by my methodology. When the journal threatened to retract my paper, I came up with a 10-page rebuttal, point by point, looking mm-hmm. at different methodologies. And there was, you know, the methods were locked solid. I went through every type of correction you could apply to the particular method. We still saw statistically significant effects.
All right. Hey, Brian, can you stick around a few more minutes? I got to take a break here.
Absolutely.
All right, Brian Hooker, I want to find out what Brian is doing at Autism One because you want to see it. You want to hear it. You want to meet him. And I'll be there as well. Stick around. Lots more to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Don't
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Super Don's going to crank out the schedule of events at Autism One. We have it linked up. You just click the links as well in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Brian Hooker's here at Bonus Round with Brian Hooker. He's going to be with us at Autism One presenting a number of times, including Saturday at the event, which I will be also speaking at 10:15 that morning. That's the 23rd, I believe. And I'll be talking about GI health recovery. I've got some new updates in addition to the things I've been doing that are very exciting in terms of restoring the integrity of the intestines, which is so critical with all of these children and adults into the spectrum there. You're going to be on in the afternoon, and your segment is called Debunked. Why? What is it? What are you debunking? Because that's used often against all of us.
That was, you know, that's a word that stuck with me when a good friend of mine, Lisa Goes, was on the Ronan Farrow show right before Ronan Farrow was his show was canceled on MSNBC.
Oh, I remember. We had Lisa on talking about that, yes.
She brought up my study, and she brought up the CDC whistleblower, and he used, in order to describe me, my study, and the CDC whistleblower, about 20 times sprinkled in his conversation the word debunked. And so I felt like it was very, very appropriate because I wanted to exhume that quote-unquote debunked study and show, you know, it's you know, that it's complete truth. It's the lock-solid nature of the results. And the fact that the CDC whistleblower, William Thompson, revealed on the same day that my study was taken off of the journal's website, he revealed the same day that they had covered up the effect specifically regarding African-American males. And so, you know, in the words of... You know, I've talked to many individuals about this thought council, and many people have said, look, you know, regardless of whether your study was debunked or not, the CDC lied, and that's in clear black and white, and they showed that they lied specifically about an effect around African-American males. And so I want to talk about that, and as a part of the discussion, there will be a brief panel at the end of my talk, including two African American moms who were their children, I think both male children, regressed into autism after receiving the MMR vaccine, and then the attorney for the lady who was actually arrested for refusing psychotropic drugs for her child with autism in Detroit. I forget the name of that lady.
Marion Godboldo. We covered this story extensively when this came out
right.
a couple of years back. So her attorney's going to be there talking about this. Yeah.
Her attorney's going to be in the same discussion panel. And I also, there's a keynote address by Robert Reeves, who's my attorney, and I'll be participating in that address. That's on Saturday at 1 o'clock. And so, you know, Saturday is a great day. Start out with Robert Scott Bell. I've seen his work on GI repair. We've used the principles with my son. My son is, from a GI perspective, is much, much better. And so, you know, I can't recommend more that you go to Robert's seminar and then keep going. You know, we've got 1 o'clock and we've got 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great day at Autism One.
Yeah, Super Don, if I have enough space on the computer, I think I'm going to be doing so many interviews there. We could have hundreds of hours with all the people I want to talk to. And Brian, you connect me to anybody you think I should talk to as well, because there's so much going on at Autism One. I'm just, salivating with the possibilities of learning a lot and referring out all of this information to the world that listens to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm so grateful we're going to be there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know if you've had a chance to talk to John Gray, but you need to interview him.
From women are from Venus, men are from Mars?
Yes. Women are from Venus, men are from Mark,
John Gray, I had him on the show many years ago, so it's maybe
okay.
We can reunion, so we can connect up and get him on the show. He's terrific, yes.
Right. He is going to be at Autism One this year as well. So, it's going to be super. I'm especially excited because the organization that I work with, Focus for Health, is co-sponsoring the event. And so it is, this year it's the Focus for Health Autism One Conference, and so it's going to be a great event. I'm planning on being there from Thursday until Sunday. So.
Well, I will see you there, my friend. I'm going to get there, I think, Wednesday at least, maybe earlier, because I don't want to miss a thing. May 20th through 24th, autismone.org. Brian Hooker, my friend, we'll look forward to seeing you soon, and thanks for being on board to preview it.
All right, thank you.
All right, God bless you. Safe travel. When we come back, Ty Bollinger and I go outside the box this Friday. No, next Friday. I'm sorry, the 15th of May. We'll be together with Sayer G at Food and Thought. In the meantime, we'll be back after the news. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.